We have that hog liver now. And my mother put onions and pepper and make kind of a gravy and go in that, and it'd be thick, and man, that'd be good now.
I'll bet. Out there, work hard.
Yeah, I bet.
You get all the choice pieces on the butcher today.
Yeah.
What did you call the part of the hog between the ham and the shoulder?
Middling.
And what did you get from that to eat?
Oh, you just eat the whole thing.
Did you have special cuts, though?
Some of the fattest, thickest pieces you use to cook with beans or turnip greens or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We generally use the joes for that.
Did you cure the joes?
Huh?
Did you cure the joes, salt them or smoke them?
Yeah. And a lot of times we'd grind them up in with a sausage.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go down each side and then come across where the back of it,
mm-hmm,
right behind the ears, and cut that off. And then they'd make souse out of that head.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Did you do anything with the juice from that souse? Put cornmeal in it for anything? Or?
No.
In your middlings, did you have some of that you slice up and fry for your eat with your eggs?
Yeah, you generally take off some of that flaky stuff and put it in the sausage or something.
Mm-hmm.
We used to make 50, 60 gallons of lard.
Mm.
There wasn't nothing to make 50, 60 gallons.
You fed a lot of people. No wonder your mother can see a lot of people come in and smile.
Oh, she could get a meal right now too.
Hmm. What did you call that? All that hard part when you fry middling meat up with your eggs, or did you call it middling when you fry it with your eggs? Slice it thin and fry it up in the skillet.
I don't. Now, I didn't get all of that.
If you took the middling and cut strips from it?
Yeah, you'd cut those skins off of it if it's very thick. You know. Mm-hmm.
Did you get part of that and use it for bacon?
Yeah.
And what did you call that part?
Well, that we generally taking that middling after we're taking the ham and the shoulder off,
uh-huh,
it, then we'd trim it up and we'd take part of that belly off, you
uh-huh
see, and put it in the sausage.
Uh-huh. Did you use the blood for anything?
No.
That just went?
Just run out on the ground.
Uh-huh. All that good protein? That
when we hung them up there, well, you see, we'd gut them.
Mm-hmm.
We'd take all the entrails out and take the heart and the,
mm-hmm,
and the liver out,
mm-hmm,
and take some clean water and throw in there and let that drain,
mm-hmm,
before we have cut it up, you see.
Mm-hmm. Did you use the small intestine? Did you ever scrape that?
We used to, way back, you know, I used to make chitlins out of it.
Uh-huh.
God dang, I was thinking a while ago one time, my aunt, she made a lot of chitlins, my mother. I just kept begging her to make me some chitlins, and finally she did.